The news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, excitement heightens nationwide as youths prepare to celebrate Youth Day next Tuesday. The 3 p.m. today zooms on music that is becoming a tool for connection, self-discovery and expression for a growing number of young millennials in Cameroon engaged in the promotion of peace. The nation bids farewell to David Abuema Choi, former minister and member of the Bilingualism Commission, raised to the rank of Grand Cordon of the Cameroon Merit today. And then sports, 16 teams in the men's and women's categories are battling in Yaoundé for two championship titles in the 2025 Cameroon Basketball Championship. Good afternoon. An extraordinary session of the Economic Community of Central African States delving into the humanitarian situation of its members has taken place in Malabo, with President Paul Biya, represented by External Relations Minister Bella Mbella. The member countries called for dialogue and the respect of the territorial integrity of states. They also pledged for a peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda in line with the Accords of Luanda. Minister Mbella Mbella was accompanied to the extraordinary meeting by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji. Albert Njembonde tells us more.
Leaders of ECAS are unanimous that the security and humanitarian situation of some member states is critical, as the ravaging armed conflict between M23 rebels backed by Rwanda and the forces of the Democratic Republic of Congo continues, as armed conflicts in Sudan and Libya continue to cause mass displacements of persons. The leaders agree that there is need to take prudent and cautious actions to prevent the situation from a further escalation. External Relations Minister Mbella Mbella was bearer of Cameroon's stance in the proceedings in his capacity as representative of President Paul Biya. He was accompanied by Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji, whose ministry is charged with the management of humanitarian efforts in Cameroon, a management often described by international organizations as exemplary, notably in the assistance given to Central African and Nigerian refugees. The proceedings of Sipopo Malabo, chaired by the sitting president of ECAS Heads of State, President Teodoro Obiangeman Bazogo, also expressed in the final communique, took a wide range of recommendations. They call for the belligerents of the conflict between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to engage in a constructive dialogue, called for the respect of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, and engaged the two parties to seek peace in line with the Accords of Luanda. Preoccupied by the humanitarian situation, the leaders agreed on the creation of a special humanitarian assistance fund to better respond to crisis situations and support the vulnerable populations.
Albert Njembonde, and like you heard in one of our top stories, the late senior statesman and former minister David Abuema Choi, member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, has been raised to the rank of Grand Cordon of Cameroon Merit. The posthumous decoration was affixed on the casket of the deceased today in Kiki during the official funeral organized in his honor. Representing the President of the Republic at the event is Peter Mafani Musonge, President of the Bilingualism Commission. At his coffining in Yaoundé yesterday, the late statesman, who left imprints wherever he served, was described as a statesman with exemplary qualities who worked for his country with loyalty, pride and dignity. We will be having a report from Kiki. Meantime, training programs, skill-building activities and various workshops are taking place nationwide to promote youth engagement and empowerment in Yaoundé. Junior members of parliament will exchange with cabinet members in a youth parliament at the National Assembly today. The activities marking Youth Day this year, unfolding around the theme, Youth Maturity and Responsibility for the Consolidation of Peace, Security, Economic Growth and a Democratic process. And in effect, some youths in the far north region are using music to promote peace and sensitize their communities against terrorism through catchy songs and melodies. This young artist are spreading messages of unity, tolerance, and nonviolence in the Boko Haram menaced far north region. Henry Tato Ekambi of our CRTV Far North Bureau talked to one of these artists, Andre Dingwe, who goes by the stage name Sir Dikam, and pieced together the following report.
Everybody say no to terrorism.
Andre Dingwe might not be a household name in the region and nation, but he is highly revered for his creativity, blend of Western and local culture, and charming voice. His musical journey started some 14 years ago in his school days.
I really started music in the year 2006 while I was a student at the University of Ngaoundary.
Everybody say no to terrorism. Everybody say no to those who kill people.
The engineer by training who works for a humanitarian organization says he sings in English, French, Tupuri and Fufudi to drive home his message that promotes peace.
The messages I'm trying to share through my songs are linked to the event that mark the daily life of our society. Through my songs, I want to sensitize people on the need to preserve our peace, because there is no development without peace.
The young award-winning artist has produced about 10 tracks, though he still has Goliath standing in front of him as he aims to rise to stardom. Andre Dingwe, who also goes by the artist name Sir Dikam, is now hoping to get to the level where his voice and message will be heard by everyone. Marua, Henry Tatoekambi, CLTV News.
Time for us to go to Kiki in the Mbamani Nubu division of the Central Region, where the nation is bidding farewell to the late senior statesman and former minister David Abuem Achoyi, member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, who has been raised to the rank of the Grand Cordon of Cameroon Merit, a posthumous decoration which was affixed on his casket today in Kiki, Mbamani Nubu division of the Central Region, during the official funeral organized in his honor. And in the presence of the representative of the President of the Republic at the event, Peter Mafani Musonge. For details, we join Amin Keng Edward, who is live on the line to Kiki. Hello, Amin.
Hello, Ayi. The arrival of the representative of the President of the Republic and President of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, Peter Mafani Musonge, marked the start of the funeral ceremony of the late David Abuem Achoyi. He was received by some frontline elite of Mbamani Nubu Division, amongst them some government ministers and local elite. After honoring all protocol details reserved for the official funeral as prescribed by the presidential decree, in the presence of an impressive crowd of mourners, scores of cabinet ministers, the governors of the center, Northwest and Southwest regions, members of parliament, traditional and religious authorities, family members and loved ones. Then came the funeral procession with the casket ushered in all solemnity by the contingent of the police and defense forces. The religious service that followed, conducted by College of Pastors of the Eglise Presbyterian Camerounaise, was dedicated to prayers for the peaceful repose of the soul of the deceased David Abuem Achoyi, a man described as a symbol of humility and moral rectitude, peace and unity, with an unquestionable love for country. From the scriptures, the preacher of the day qualified David Abuem Achoyi as a great man, as great as the great men of Israel, who invested his time and intelligence in building his country for milk and honey to flow for all without discrimination. From the elite of Mbamani Nubu, the children of the deceased, the CPDM Central Committee, to the Bilingualism Commission, who mounted the rostrum to eulogize the fallen statesman, characterized David Abuem Achoyi as an incarnation of the values that the division stands for, a source of inspiration for many, a generous, loving, humble, and God-fearing father, a great and loyal supporter of the CPDM party, and much more. The series of elegies were crowned by a message of condolence from the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, to the Abuema Choice family, read by the senior divisional officer from Bam and Enugu, in which the head of state recognized the very sterling and very outstanding qualities of the great patriot in David Abuema Choice. David Abuema Choice returning to his creator with an intimidating curriculum vitae, yet in all humility and in all modesty. He will be lowered into Mother Earth anytime soon in strict intimacy and with a posthumous decoration of Grand Cordon of Cameroon Merit awarded by the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. I'm in Ken Edward, reporting live from Kiki in Bam and Enugu Division.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin Keng Edward with that touching report. Back to our dossier on youths for whom music has become a symbol and medium of expression, and in effect, urban music in Cameroon has gone beyond mere songs of entertainment for youths. It has become a medium of expression addressing personal as well as social challenges. For an understanding of what listeners have in mind about this switch, Aponse Ate got the views in the following report.
As young persons continue to sample urban music, the authors keep innovating so as to maintain their fans. The playlists have so much variety that some listeners find it therapeutic and inspiring.
The energy of urban music pushes me to stay motivated. I just really love the creativity behind the sounds and the lyrics. The lyrics often reflect exactly how I feel every moment.
I love urban music because it can be used not just for entertainment, but equally to educate and sensitize people, especially young ones on social issues.
I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me?
The music is food for the soul. So what your soul desires at that moment is the kind of music you will listen to.
I like music because it brings peace to my soul.
However, not everyone shares this enthusiasm.
As for me, some urban songs are just noise. I wish more artists would focus on the meaningful lyrics instead of just beat and dressing.
Clearly, urban music is not just a trend, but a reflection of youth identity and societal concerns. With its growing influence, it maintains a powerful tone for expression and transformation in Cameroon.
Ponce Yate reporting there, and many industries are evolving, but one sector that stands out for its incredible potential for young talent is the music industry. Let's zoom in on how the art of music is transforming the way we listen to it, while also creating new career opportunities in an ever-growing global market. It is with Patience Wingo.
Music today is more than just listening. It's about creating new experiences, thanks to platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and Boomplay. With advancing technology, the demand for skilled young professionals in music-related fields is booming. Career opportunities have exploded in areas such as music production, sound engineering, digital content creation, event management, and social media marketing for artists. The growth of streaming services has generated billions in revenue and millions of jobs. Live events, from small performances to large festivals, also offer numerous career paths in event management, lighting, talent coordination, and more. Emerging artists are further expanding opportunities in publicity, artist management, and technical roles, paving the way for fresh talent.
Patience Wingo. In more youth-related news, youths of the Central Region have been urged to be productive and to participate in peace-building as well as the economic prosperity of the country. Governor Nasiri Paul Biya was speaking during a ceremony to mark the official launch of the Youth Regional Village in Yaoundé. Ghislaine Kwa of CRTV Center attended the event. Her report.
The Christian of Eke can rejoice and praise the Lord for the step taken to reconstruct the St. Charles Luanga Parish, which has been existing for the past 20 years. Launched in 2021, the construction of the parish on a surface area of 800 meters was interrupted as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. But thanks to the commitment of faithful, the parish priest, Father Michel Mark Nvomo, believes the edifice, which has a capacity of over 1,000 seats, will be soon completed.
This edifice is about 65 million francs, and I think that in 2 or 3 years we can finish. I need that all the Christians come together to finish it. We need money to go ahead.
Grateful for the initiative, faithful say it is a privilege for them to contribute in this divine project.
We are very happy doing this type of construction. It means that we have been chosen by God, because it is not any generation who have the luck to do it.
Speaking during the laying of its foundation stone, His Grace Joseph Marie Ndi Okala of the Mbalmayo Diocese exhorted faithful to entrust the construction works in the hands of the Almighty, thanks to whom everything is possible. He also urged the Christian community, and particularly the elite of the locality, to put hand on deck for the completion of this structure, which will serve as a decent and reliable place of worship. Ghislaine Kua, CRTV Center.
And we take you to the southwest, and ahead of the 59th edition of Youth Day celebrations, stakeholders in Meme Division are mobilizing for a successful celebration come Tuesday. During the official launch of Youth Day activities in Kumba, the second assistant SDO reassured the youths of the 5 subdivisions of Meme of the full support they have from the government. Annabelle Ndike Enoni Anyang reports.
Emmanuel, a pupil at Inclusive Government Practicing Nursery School, Kumba Town, demonstrating his love and civic responsibility for fatherland during preparatory activities to mark the 59th edition of the National Youth Day celebration in Meme Division. The students and pupils showcase the diverse and rich cultural heritage of Cameroon through singing, traditional dances, recitation, amongst others. Glory Balakolo Eseme is the regional delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education.
In the last edition, they have not seen this kind of population. And what I'm seeing today is making me happy. And I'm wishing that this same population, and even double, should come on that day. And that they should take part, free youth, as you call yourself, come out that day and march.
During the event, the second assistant SDO for Meme, Hemian Jonji, exhorted the youth to remain committed to nation building and be peace crusaders. She also used the occasion to thank the government for selecting some 9 youth to benefit from the 3-year special youth plan. Annabelle Ndike, Enwanyang, CRTV, Boya.
Youths in the Ocean Division of the South Region have been educated on career opportunities that foster entrepreneurship and job creation. Empowering youths for a better future is the goal of a series of events organized by the CPDM Kribi 2 Youth Section ahead of Youth Day on February 11. Bruno Donwe tells us more.
The youth of Kribi were given insights to grow successful businesses in order to be well-established entrepreneurs and job creators. The workshop organized by the CPDM Kribi 2 Youth Section at the Kribi 2 Council Hall saw experts in their different domains sharing experiences and ideas on self-development and independence. Serge Alain Elongwe Madolo is president of the CPDM Kribi 2 Youth Wing.
We have organized this workshop to sensitize them, give them opportunities to get employed.
More information about creating and managing small businesses was equally provided to participants who were appreciative of the knowledge gained. Michelle Adabiju is divisional delegate of Minmeza.
A good entrepreneur have to work hard. He have to tell people that I'm a leader, and then he have to conduct people come together and work to boost your activities.
The youth were advised to find passion in their work in order to attain success. The CPDM Kribi 2 youth activities had a unity sports walk and a mini football tournament to promote living together. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
The city of Ebolova is also bustling with excitement. 72 hours to the celebration of the 59th edition of Youth Day. Primary, secondary and higher institutes of learning in the town have this Saturday participated in a general rehearsal with students and pupils marching with enthusiasm to demonstrate their patriotic spirit ahead of Youth Day. Clarence Aze has the details.
Thousands of pupils and students participated in the general rehearsal at the Nkovo Ceremonial Ground, representing primary, secondary, higher institutions of learning and youth associations in Ebolova. The march past rehearsal supervised by the first assistant SGO from Villa, Yasmin Ekani, and the South Regional Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education allowed participants to perfect their marching skills to the rhythmic beats. The pupils and students showcased their school spirit dressed in their respective uniforms, carrying flags and banners. At the end of the over 2 hours rehearsal, overseen by local authorities, school administrators, and security personnel, the first assistant SGO from Villa gave last instructions and corrections to monitors to ensure that no detail is left out as the March Past Commission in Ebolova prepares for a spectacular performance come Tuesday. Similar rehearsals were carried out in Galan for the Ebolova 1 subdivision and Mekalat Iemveng for Ebolova 2. The city's authorities have assured that all necessary arrangements are in place to ensure a successful and memorable celebration come Tuesday, February 11. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News. In Ebolova.
And this is CRTV News. CPDM supporters and sympathizers of Kampo in the Ocean Division of the South Region of Cameroon have reaffirmed their loyalty to President Paul Biya and called on the president to stand as a candidate in the October 2025 presidential election. They were speaking during a meeting organized in Kampo over the weekend to express their gratitude to President Paul Biya for elevating one of theirs, His Majesty Gustave Leopold Ngane, to the post of the Secretary General of the Senate. Elsinji was asked the Thanksgiving ceremony. Her report. Let's move on to another story. An extraordinary convention of the Social Democratic Front has been convened for the 1st of March 2025 as from 10 a.m. at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. The information is contained in a press release signed by the party secretary general, Donato Sunjong. The deliberations, which will fall in line with the resolutions of the National Executive Council of February 1, will have as high point the unveiling of the SDOs, the SDFs, political program for the 2025 presidential election and the 2026 municipal and legislative elections. Status three members of NEC are expected to attend the meeting. And on to this press release, the Minister of Finance informs taxpayers owing tax debts issued no later than December 31, 2022, that the finance law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2025 financial year has renewed in Section 19, a special compromise measure provided for in Section 20 of the finance law for the 2024 financial year, which allows them to benefit from a reduction on their tax debts. This measure seeks to enable taxpayers to settle their tax debts through a substantial reduction on both disputed tax debts and undisputed tax debts. In this regard, he invites them to submit a request to the attention of the Director General of Taxation in order to obtain the following benefits. For contested tax debts before the administration, heads of regional centers, director of large enterprises, director general of taxation, minister of finance, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. Also for contested tax debts before the courts, administrative courts and Supreme Court, a 65% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 3 months. For uncontested tax debt of public and parapublic entities, including decentralized territorial collectivities, a 70% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over a maximum of 12 months. For uncontested tax debt of private entities, a 50% reduction with the possibility of spreading the amount maintained in payment over 12 months. The Minister of Finance reminds the aforementioned taxpayers of the availability of the tax administration to provide them with ongoing assistance in meeting their tax obligations and urges them to take advantage of the opportunity to pay off their tax debts, especially public entities and decentralized territorial collectivities. And it is signed by the Minister of Finance, Louis Paul Motazi. Time for us to talk sports. Matches of the second meeting of the Cameroon Basketball Championship are ongoing at the Multipurpose Sports Complex in Yaounde. 8 teams in the men's and 8 teams in the women's category are battling for the 2 championship titles. Ben Collins Newberry Wo is standing by at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex with updates. Ben?
Good afternoon, Ayimbile, and welcome to the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. It's a weekend of basketball in Yaounde with day 6, 5, and 7 matches of the second meeting in the men and women's elite championship, dubbed Yuzu Elite, programmed today, tomorrow, and on Monday. After the opening of the season in Konsamba in the Littoral region a fortnight ago, 10 teams in women and 8 in men have converged on the Water Sports Complex to battle for supremacy. Africa Can Play Basketball Academy of Yaounde and Mongo Zone from Konsamba set the ball rolling this morning in the men's category with a victory of the Konsamba outfit, 79-70, while Batista beat Onyx of Yaounde by 69 points to 52 in the first match of the women's category today. Piakin Women overpowered Douala Firebirds by 86 points to 66, and Fab Women, the defending champion, outclassed Mongo Zone 79-36. The third match is underway in the women's category. Overdose versus the University of Douala Basketball. Among the people watching this competition out here is the president of the Cameroon Basketball Federation, Samuel Nduku, who is here in our mixed studio. Mr. President, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us on the CRTV. What is your appreciation of the technical level so far?
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to all the listeners. I think the technical level is not bad. We are advancing. This is just the second day, and I think by the time we get to the first round, things will be better.
Things will be better, and there's promising to be very serious and interesting matches tomorrow. And just to give you the rundown for tomorrow, Ayimbele, Alf of Yaounde is going to take on Falcons of Yaounde, Biak against Mongo Zone, Africa Can Play Basketball Academy against Douala Firebirds, and Fab against Ecole de Basket, that is in the men's category. In the women's, Onyx is going to take on Mongo Zone, Overdose against United Ladies, Fab against Batiston, and Ice Keep of Yaounde against the University of Douala Basketball. The third quarter in the third match of the women's category is about beginning here at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex, from where Ben Collins Nyeberwa is coming to you live for the CRTV News.
And in more sports news, the 10th Guinness Seiko of the 2025 season is currently ongoing at the Annex A of the Olympe Stadium, pitting title defender Leke Fee against Eclair of Sa. Before the match, Jar Sports won Cyclone of Douala by 2-0. In the other day, 10 matches played yesterday, FCA Bolova won Authentic 2-1 to stay on top of the table. At the top of the table, Amazon Fab defeated Louvre in Prof, while Aita Mbong won Vision Foot 2-1 at the Mbapelepe Stadium in Douala. RSR1 Kaimalfi played a 1-1 draw. And now to end the news here once again, our top stories. Excitement has heightened nationwide as youths prepare to celebrate Youth Day next Tuesday. The 3 p.m. today zoomed on music that is becoming a tool for connection, self-discovery and expression for a growing number of young millennials in the country engaged in the promotion of peace. And the nation bids farewell to David Abuema Choi, former minister and member of the Bilingualism Commission, raised to the rank of Grand Cordon of Cameroon Merit by the President of the Republic. A posthumous decoration affixed on his casket in Kiki, Baman Enugu Division today during an official ceremony organized in his honor. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Rose Coco.
Bon après-midi. David Abouem Achoyi sera inhumé ce samedi à Kiki, dans le département du Bam Inoubou, région du Sandre. Le membre de la Commission nationale pour la promotion du bilinguisme et du multiculturalisme, décédé le 15 janvier dernier, a reçu les derniers hommages de la nation. L'illustre disparu a été élevé à la dignité de grand cordon du mérite camerounais au nom du chef de l'État. Le président de la République, Paul Biya, est représenté aux obsèques officielles par Peter Mafani Moussongue, le président de la Commission nationale pour la promotion du bilinguisme et du multiculturalisme. Les questions migratoires au centre des échanges entre les jeunes et les membres de la diaspora. Le dialogue se tient à la salle de convivialité du Musée national à Yaoundé. L'activité rentre dans le cadre des activités marquant la 59e édition de la fête de la jeunesse. La musique, moyen d'expression chez la jeunesse camerounaise à travers divers genres, tels que l'afrobeat, le hip-hop, le bikusi. Les jeunes transmettent leurs émotions, dénoncent les maux qui minent la société et sensibilisent le public sur les sujets d'intérêt commun. La musique urbaine est la plus prisée par la nouvelle génération. En sport basketball, les matchs de la 5e journée du championnat national se disputent au palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé depuis ce matin. En dames, Batiston Basketball de Douala s'est imposé devant Onis de Yaoundé sur le score de 69-52. Trois autres matchs sont au programme. FAP contre Mungo Zone, Overdose joue contre Université de Douala et AS Kip affronte United Ladies de Douala. À monsieur, Mungo Zone a battu Aseba 79-70. Trois autres rencontres sont à suivre. Béa contre Douala Firebird. FAP croise Falcon de Yaoundé et AF joue contre École de basketball. Les 6e et 7e journées se disputent demain dimanche et lundi prochain. Mesdames, messieurs, c'est la fin du condensé des nouvelles. Prochain rendez-vous de l'information 17h. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.